This is Bird Note. Birder and author Christian Cooper says listening to birds helped him unlock a kind of superpower.
It's very exciting because it's like you have a sixth sense that most people don't have. You know, I'm walking through a park on my way to the gym. I am not looking or paying attention to birds, except I am, because I always am. And my ears are telling me, oh, the white-throated sparrows are back, just from hearing their call notes.
Birding by ear is a skill that takes time, but you'll start to recognize patterns. Christian says mnemonics are a great way to remember bird calls. Some birds have well-known mnemonics, like the, oh, sweet Canada, 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 of the white-throated sparrow, and
the flight call of the American goldfinch, potato chip, potato chip.
But if those don't work for you, make up your own.
One of the things I really love doing is making the connections, like I call the blue jay the Rihanna bird, because Rihanna has a song, Shut Up and Drive, where one of the parts of the song is where she goes, so if you want me, let me know, no, no. And I hear that, and I'm like, well, that's the same thing a blue jay does with its call. It's not just a flat sound, it drops at the end. So it's going, jang, yang, yang.
Looking for more tips on birding by ear? Start at our website, birdnote.org. I'm Joanese Franklin.